The IEC says 16.2 million citizens voted in the 2024 elections. This was announced during the 2024 national and provincial election results announcement at the National Results Operations Center on Sunday. Just more than 27 million people registered to vote. KwaZulu-Natal had the highest voter turnout, with the national average at 58.6%. About 40 million South Africans were eligible to vote. Associate Professor and Voting Behavior Specialist Colette Schulz-Herzenberg of the Department of Political Science at Stellenbosch University says the decline in participation is a concern.
The 2024 election produced the lowest levels of voter participation ever recorded across the country's general elections. We see a registered voter turnout of just over 58%, which constitutes a decline of over 7 percentage points from the 66% recorded in 2019. And the seventh election in May 24 confirms that the decline continues and, in fact, is gaining pace. One would have expected turnout to begin to stabilize in South Africa over seven elections, but this is not the case. And it's the ongoing declining rate of participation that is of real concern. There are a number of reasons why South Africans might be disengaging from electoral politics. The first is that we might have psychological disengagement with politics. It's important that a majority of citizens have a range of attitudes, what we might call democratic basics, which would include some level of interest in politics, a sense that one's vote actually matters and will be responded to by incoming governments, and perhaps even a party attachment, a sense of loyalty towards a party or a collection of parties that might motivate us to go to the polls. It's also important that we have a sense of civic mindedness, that we get a sense of gratification for having voted. However, the data over time suggests that South Africans are generally losing interest in politics. If people do not believe that their vote counts or can influence the outcome of the political system, this really points to the eroding effects that a prolonged period of high levels of poverty, inequality, unemployment, corruption, and general state-based failures have had on citizens' perceptions about the utility of their vote. Another key factor to explain the decline in voter turnout in South Africa sits with young people. We know that young people do not register or vote at the same rate as older counterparts, and this is a global phenomenon. The ongoing decline in electoral participation poses a number of serious challenges for the democratic quality of South Africa's elections. In a sense, it poses a crisis of legitimacy.
Times Live spoke to some citizens who did not vote.
My reason for not voting is pretty much simple. I mean, we are 30 years into the democracy right now, but then we are still struggling to come up with a common ground. We are separated. We are not united as a people. Like, the system itself of having different parties, I don't see it working at all. It's more like a circus. Because if you could actually date back to the times of apartheid, we can all agree that the only thing that was wrong with the ruling back then was the segregation.
The reason why I'm not voting is because I feel like I don't follow politics enough to make an informed decision.
I'm not gonna vote because it's useless, Muslim. You send your votes there, then no one makes the changes, man, for us here in the ground.
I'm 20 years old, and the reason I am not voting is because I'm honestly disinterested in politics. To be honest, with my current point of view, I don't see the best possible option out there. They're all pretty bad to me. And honestly, throughout my whole life, I've just relied on who my parents have voted for. And to be fair, I haven't done research on my own to follow up on the current political landscape.
I'm 29 years old and I'm not voting because there's no change.
As a youth, we are tired. We're exhausted of the ANC. We're tired of the empty promises. Them only showing up when it's closer to election time. They make all these empty promises. They deliver these food parcels in the rural areas, knowing that abantu abakhulu bazothatheka zizinto. Yabo, this rand manipulation, how are we going to be dealing with that going forward? There's nothing that the ANC has taken accountability for. There's crime that goes up each and every day. There's people dying in pit toilets, kids dying in pit toilets. Akombane, no electricity. The fact that they've been giving us bottomless electricity in Ngoku, it's all a plan so that we vote for them.
We are Jehovah's Witnesses. The only person who knows little shinjo. And we're not saying these governments are not trying. They are trying. But there's a lot of things that they cannot do. Either of the leaders we have, akekho ongasiceda zonke le zinto lezo. Kuzohlala kunendlala. How matter how good he is. So that is why singavoti.
Political expert Asanda Hwasheng says one reason some opted not to vote is that opposition parties have not convinced them enough that they are a good alternative.
Ironically, if you listen to some of the reasons why many people didn't vote, it shows that even when South Africans are abstaining from the vote, in essence, they're loyal to the ANC. South Africans are showing us that the opposition has failed to capture the imagination of far too many of them who should be getting up to vote against the ANC. Because if you listen to the reasoning, they're not voting because they're tired of the current system, they're tired of the ANC. But they're not being compelled in that exhaustion to go and vote against the ANC. They'd rather stay at home and boycott and be angry at the ANC. And this reasoning shows that while the ANC has done a good job at upsetting people, the opposition hasn't done a good job of showing people that they are a good alternative, that they should be receiving the votes that were going to the ANC previously. I think that, you know, a person who doesn't want to go out and vote because they're tired of the ANC effectively gives the ANC the vote, because if the majority who do get up vote ANC, then their non-vote isn't counted.
The IEC declared the results of the 2024 national and provincial elections free and fair, adding that those surveyed shared the same sentiment. The ruling party, the ANC, dipped below 50% for the first time in 30 years, receiving 40% of the total national vote, losing 71 seats in the National Assembly, dropping from 230 to 159. The DA came second at 21.8% with 87 seats, while new entrants, MK Party, came third and attained a whopping 58 seats at 14.6%, overtaking the EFF, which has now 39 seats and 9.51% support. Speaking to the media on Sunday morning, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula repeatedly said a challenge for them was the low voter turnout.
We are not booted out. We suffered heavily, but we are not out. We are still a force to be reckoned with. And your polls and everybody else, which we did not argue with, did tell a story that we will be in our 30s and all of that. So we believe in persuading the voters. And we ran a very clean campaign. A clean campaign, we're not dirty. We believed in the power of our message to the people and what we are there to offer. Of course, since of incumbency, we're also eating in our capital, so to say, politically. In terms of how far we could have gone, you will see in this result that our enemy, which is a local to turnout, affected us also. There were glitches there and there which were fixed to a certain extent by the IEC, but we don't count that as eating in the morale of our electorate. And that research did give us pointers, among others, why the mood was at that point. Load shedding was big on the agenda, water was big on the agenda, and all of that. South Africans continue to give us 10 out of 10 when it comes to social protection and looking after their interests. And they support. And then we knew that low voter turnout will not be in our favor, especially in our base areas. And It is quite clear in this election, as much as we won other provinces, but no voter turnout counted against us.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.